Parshas Vayelech is a very short sedra, which is kind of interesting given the fact that we have a short period in time from within which to prepare. Still notwithstanding, it's jam-packed with special ideas that need to be focused upon, despite the fact that we're so busy getting ready for the Yom HaGadol V'Hanora. The Parsha begins with Moshe Rabbeinu's declaration that Bimeav Esum Shana Anochi Ayom Lo Uchalod Latzeis V'Lavo. Then Moshe Rabbeinu begins the Parsha saying, here I am, I'm 120 years old, I can't go in or out anymore. V'Hashem Amari Lailo Savar Sayarde Nazeh. And God said, by the way, you're not crossing the river. And Rav David Feinstein Shalita asks a question. He says, what is it that Moshe Rabbeinu finds so important to stress his age? What was the grand plan that Moshe had in that moment? And furthermore, what does it have to do with the fact that he can't go in and out anymore? And why is it that he mentions crossing the Yarden? These seem to be three totally unrelated matters. What's his point? So David Shalita explains that it was the cacophony of factors that were at play here. That Moshe had reached the age of 120, which is the end of his allotted number of years. That he wasn't allowed to cross the Yarden, which is the end of his path. And that he also desired not to interfere with Jewish destiny. He didn't want to point out and decide that by his hanging around, he was going to prevent Yoshua from being able to lead the people in the proper time for Yoshua to lead. And so it was the cacophony of these three factors that led Moshe Rabbeinu's declaration that he had reached his time. Still, he tells the people, Chizku v'imsu altiru v'altarzu mibneim. And then he tells Yoshua also, Chazak v'yamatz. And the question has to be asked, why does he offer the same words of encouragement, Chazak v'yamatz, to the people fighting the Amori and then later to Yoshua? What's up with the same words? Sir Bleib Chasman Zatzal explains that when one has internal doubts coupled with a big foe facing the outside, then one's bitachon can easily be shut down. And once bitachon is shut down, it's not just that he has to overcome his own challenge of bitachon, or that he has to overcome the great challenge standing in front of his face. He has to overcome two challenges. So Moshe encouraged both Yoshua and the people, who were faced with formidable tasks, to rise to the occasion and to be ready to take on the tasks in order to be victorious. Moshe then teaches Bnei Yisrael the mitzvah of Hakel. And he says to the people, Hakel sa'am ha'anashim ha'anashim v'hataf. Rashi quotes that, why is it that we are told to bring the taf? So he quotes in the Gemara in Chagiga, to bring reward to those who bring them. So the Kleyakar comes along and he says, look, why would Hashem do something senseless, namely demanding that the children are supposed to be there, just to give schar for something purposeless? Having noisy kids around for Hakel, who can't really appreciate it, what's the point? So Tosefes Bracha explains that no, there's a purpose in creating an environment of Torah supremacy. So Rishon Reisen asks, how does that fit exactly with Rashi? The Tosefes Bracha's answer is a nice answer to teach the to create the environment of Torah, but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says it's the creation laseh schar l'mevi'em, that there's a special schar associated. Where is the schar for bringing children who can't benefit? Where is there a schar in doing a useless action? So Rabbi Reisman answered that, no, you don't understand. The value of chinuch here is for the mivyehim. There is a value in chinuch for the parents. There's a purpose in having parents who have a desire that their children grow up in the hashpah of a Torah value. That's the purpose. And that's the message here, that the nation needs to know that you're in a good place, that B'nai Torah are good, and that there's something positive for B'nai Torah. That's a very critical and crucial message. Hashem appears to Moshe and Yoshua in a Amud HaAnan. And the Medrash over here quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu tried to retire and have Yoshua take over while he was still alive. And so he walked Yoshua to Ohel Moed, this time with Yoshua being the one who was on the right. And Yoshua got a nevuah. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know and to ask Yoshua, what was it? What nevuah did you just have? And basically Yoshua told him it was none of his business. And he explained to him that all the years that he was a leader, that Moshe was a leader, Moshe didn't reveal the nevuah to Yoshua unless he was instructed to do so. So why now should Yoshua go ahead and teach Moshe Rabbeinu without being told to do so? So the Mefarshim go wild on this Medrash. How could Yehoshua be so chutzpahdik? So the Radal explains that this was the Nevuah, not to reveal Nevuahs. There is a time and a place, there's an instruction and a perspective when he's supposed to share things and when not. And if Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer the leader, even for Moshe you're not allowed to offer an explanation. So the Medrash comments and says that at that moment in time, Moshe Rabbeinu says he would rather have 100 deaths than be jealous just one time. Samari Barabi, Rabbi Schachter, in 1992, added that you see how hard it is for a student to take over and have his Rebbe still be there but retired. You see what the test and the challenge is for the one who is the Lomei Torah to sit down. So the Pasuk says, Ve'ata kisu lachem es ashira azos v'lamdes b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyem. Right? You write the Shira down, teach it to B'nai Yisrael, and place it in their mouths. So Rishol Yisraeli Zatzal explains that there must be a united Torah. In other words, the idea that Torah Shebal Peh to join together with Torah Shebiksav. And that's what's meant over here when we say, Lamdas B'nai Yisrael Sima B'fiyem. There's a reference over there to teaching a Torah Shebal Peh that comes along with the placing of Sima B'fiyem. And Rav Yisraeli explains that the endurance of the Torah is predicated on its recognition as a united component with the Masorah of Torah Shebal Peh. If it's just a question of regular words and there's no Masorah, then it doesn't hold up through the test of time. I saw a similar idea brought down in the name of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, where Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said that his father, Rav Moshe, said that that was his issue with biblical criticism. Biblical criticism is doomed not to pass the test of time because it doesn't rely on any sort of Masorah. There's no Torah Shebal Peh that is there to help out with the Torah that is involved here. Okay. The Torah continues and says, V'haya ki simsu alecha rabos ra'os v'tzaros. And it'll be when bad things befall you. Now, doesn't this undo the words mentioned before where Hashem promises, ki lo si shachach mi pizaro? So, how can Hashem promise something, and that something becomes dependent on Bechira and our choices? So, Rav Aaron Liebsteinman Shalita Hagona, Rav Steinman suggests that for the entirety of the Jewish people, it's an impossibility that Torah will be forgotten. However, which individuals choose to be in the know of Torah, that's a matter of Bechira. And that's something that each of us needs to know. And the pasuk goes on and says, "V'haya shirazos le'ed le'bivnei Yisrael ki lo si shachach mipi zaro." So, late great Gaon Rav Chaim Shlomo Leibovitz, zecher tzaddik livracha, former Rosh Yeshiva in Kamenetz and Ponovich, who quoted his grandfather of Baruch Ber, who noted that this pasuk contains two components. This pasuk has two elements to it. It has a promise, and it also mentions a moifis, a miracle. The promise was that the Torah wouldn't be forgotten no matter what happened. And sure enough, it's a wondrous miracle that indeed Torah thrives in all situations. That it's an incredible thing that you have both elements happening at the same time. Finally, in the Haftorah for Shabbat Shuva notes the words, Shuva Yisrael kichui machem devarim, take the words with you. And what words are we supposed to take with us? So the Chesed L'Avram explains that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Luchos Hashnios, the second Luchos, on Yom HaKippurim. And it became accepted as a Day of Atonement. And thus the receipt of the Torah was a sign of the acceptability of the Tshuva. And so therefore the words that must be taken should be the words of Torah, Kichui Machem Devarim. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu told B'nai Yisrael to take the Devarim. So therefore, the Divrei Torah should be taken and be used as a opportunity to achieve Slicha Mechila V'Chaparim. As this is likely the final shiur before the Yom HaGaro V'Hanorah, I want to take the opportunity to wish all the listeners a Gemar Chasima Tova, and with hopes that we continue to study much Torah together for many years to come. Shabbat Shalom to all.